RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
Health made easy. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
So interesting to me that medications are the leading cause of death in North America. But you don't always hear about the deadly dangers that both prescription and over-the-counter medications can cause. And the number of prescription drugs given out has risen over the years. People are always looking for that quick fix for their symptoms rather than trying to figure out the cause of the problem. My guest today is Dr. James Markham. He's a practicing cardiologist with the Chattanooga Heart Institute. Welcome to the show, Dr. Markham. So let's talk first about medications, and people don't think of how dangerous they are. When we talk about the dangers, is it because our teenagers and their friends are getting into our medicine cabinet? Is it because we're ODing? Is it because we're not taking them properly? What are some of the main reasons they're so dangerous?
Yeah, Melanie, you are right on all of those aspects, okay? So it's, you know, and I've been, you know, given medicines for years. I went to medical school and not healing school. Medicines primarily treat symptoms and not causes. And looking back, you know, I did the, you know, trying to get the research for this book, Medicines That Kill, I looked at all the different factors, and each one that you said contributes to the death toll. But the greatest number, you know, the greatest number were actually mistakes in hospitals and mistakes by patients that actually caused their demise. The second greatest cause of death was narcotics. You know, narcotics is on the rise. People don't realize the dangers of these. And then other things that would cause medicines to kill, anaphylactic reactions, different adverse reactions to multiple medications be working together. A lot of people don't think of things like acetaminophen, the active ingredient in Tylenol, that was the number one cause of acute liver failure in the United States. The number one cause of bleeding from the stomach causing death was a type of medicine that you can get over the counter, the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications. Of course, all the medicines that we use for medicinal persons, all of them have side effects. One that I use called Coumadin, that can cause bleeding. Certain diuretics take fluid out of the body. They take too much fluid out of the body. They can put you into renal failure. So there's a host of causes, and I wrote this book to let people know that medications aren't the solution. Every year in the United States, there's more and more heart attacks, strokes, heart disease, obesity, mental health problems, and yet 1.5 billion prescriptions in the United States, more than the rest of the world combined. If you look at the data, we need to sort of get on a different path to get our country better.
So, Dr. Markham, I hear what you're saying, and we do a lot of complementary medicine shows, integrative medicine shows here. And so I see, you just yesterday we did one on headaches, finding the root cause and then using some things in nature, lemon peel poultice and lavender oil in water and just helping, you know, keeping hydrated, things that we can use for headaches. But some people don't know those kinds of, and they're not alternative. I don't like to call them alternative. They're just other ways of dealing with them aside from medications.
Right, and that's healing. You know, there's a, like I said, there's a difference between healing and medication. Healing includes using things in nature, using, you know, our mental capacities, exercising, getting enough rest, drinking enough water, finding chemicals that are in plants that can be medicinal, like you just spoke about. A lot of people don't realize for migraine headaches, they've done some studies now that says, you know, ginger is just as effective as taking the medicine that's out there. But those studies and those research is not done because the pharmaceutical industry primarily pays for things. So that's why each individual has to look beyond what they're being marketed in modern medicine. Not that there's not a place for it, but I want people to be very careful with it and to know the risk and benefits of each treatment that they're receiving and noticing that hopefully they can figure out what's causing the problem and make some changes so they don't have to take a medicine and take its side effects the rest of their lives.
I completely agree with you, and it can be very confusing, Dr. Markham, because if somebody is looking for a different way to deal with whatever their symptoms are, whether it's headaches or inflammation, which we're seeing today as really the major cause of so many diseases, not even cholesterol anymore, but inflammation now, and they look to these medications, all the statin drugs and those side effects, my goodness, how do they know what to believe that they're reading?
Yeah,
if somebody wanted to tell you as a cardiologist, I don't want to be on Coumadin, I don't want to be on a statin, I don't want to be on Lipitor because I don't like those side effects, what are you telling them? How do they know what to believe?
Well, that's a very tough question because just this last summer, Dr. Richard Horton, the editor of The Lancet, that's a journal that's published in England, he stated that about 50 to 60% of all the articles that he actually published were false data. Okay.
See.
Mary Engel in the New England Journal a few years ago said similar. You know, it's you know, everyone has their views, everyone has their bias. Who's paying for the study? How has it been manipulated? Just recently, we heard about Paxil, the drug that was marketed for depression, a $1 billion drug. Now they're saying all of that research was totally wrong. Six studies failed to prove that it helps anybody, and yet we've been using it for depression for teenagers for years. But yes, that is very hard. So, who to know what to believe? So what I do is I really, you know, I'm a spiritual person. I go back and look at some of the tenets that the world was created by. You know, what are the general principles that we were created by and designed to live for, whether that be rest, a movement, eating the right foods, plugging into our own ability to heal. I look at all that. I look at the literature very closely, and then I look at my private experience of, you know, what have I seen that works, what literature is correct, and then I talk to my patients. You know, everything that we do, that we put in our body, whether it's a food, whether it's a pill, whether it's an herb, whether it's a thought, has a risk as well as a benefit. Here are the risks, here are the benefits. Let's start on this healing path, and we can always change our mind. Let's see what works, what doesn't. But that is the art of medicine and healing that we've moved away from us in this technological, pharmaceuticalized, let's not talk to each other, let's let the computer and papers do it rule that we now live under in medicine. I don't like it at all.
Wow, so well put. And, you know, I wrote a little thing for the American College of Sports Medicine that exercise is medicine, and the side effects may include feelings of euphoria and well-being and reducing, you know, disease and inflammation and all these other things. Speaking of side effects,
Yeah. You
hear those commercials. My God, Dr. Mark,
yeah.
You hear these commercials. Side effects may include, for an antidepressant, feelings of anxiety and suicide. We only have a minute or two, not even 2 minutes. Tell us what you would tell somebody about those side effects and if there's any way to reduce some of the side effects that go with some of these medications, maybe that they do have to take.
Well, you know, you talk to the patient, you talk to them, you know, a lot of times there's alternative to medications that you can to take for inflammation or other things. There's different types of plants that can be used. There's different types of herbs that sometimes can be substituted. And if you still have to take a medicine and you're having the side effect, then there's some things that you can do to minimize it. And it really depends a lot about the specific side effect, the specific medicine, how it's interacting in the body. Some people have side effects just because they're not well hydrated. Okay. Some people get side effects just because their kidneys aren't up to stuff, or there are multiple drugs interacting, or they take too many medications at a certain time. So that would be a great question to actually go to your doctor with and say, listen, you know, can I get off this? Are there alternatives? And if I have had the side effects and I have to stay on it for the rest of my life, what are some things that I can do to minimize the side effect of this specific drug?
And just tell people in the last 30 seconds, your book, Medicines That Kill, the truth about the hidden epidemic and where they can find it.
Yeah, the easiest way to get it, probably the cheapest way, is go to Amazon.com. Of course, they can go to our website. That's heartwiseministries.org. Or you can go to your local bookstore. If it's not there, they can certainly order. And the book just gives people some common sense approach to taking medicines, lets people know the dangers, and gives them some tips about how they can take their medicines more carefully and approach their doctors to maybe get off the medicines as well.
Great advice, and looking to the root of the cause as opposed to just putting a Band-Aid over it or dealing with the symptoms. Symptom management for so many of these things, maybe look down deeper at why these things are happening and look to nature, because that's certainly a great place to look, and some of our best medications were found in nature to begin with. So remember, you can listen every day at 11 a.m. Central, 12 p.m. Eastern to Melanie Cole's Health Radio Show. You can hear us on iTunes and the new TuneIn Stitcher app. This is Melanie Cole. Stay tuned and stay well.